The numbers of post offices closing across rural Donegal is second only to Galway across the state. And what it is the result of years of firstly Fianna Fáil and then Fine Gael governments who clearly believed that our post office network wasn't worth saving. They haven't put in place proposals like community hubs, like community banking. Clearly the changes in how people send their mail, vast majority now are using emails, has put huge commercial pressure. But it must be more than just about money. There are communities here, rural communities, that once again across Donegal are finding their resources, their services being cut and squeezed. And the fact is it's the ideology of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that has brought us to this point.
And indeed in the list that they circulated this evening there is an additional four, and they've also stated on it the closest post office, and indeed in some instances the nearest post office is 15 kilometres away, and this is a lot for older people particularly.
No, absolutely. And you know, we have to also look at the fact that many communities across Donegal have an appalling broadband service. We're talking here now in the year 2018 when broadband is absolutely essential to every single home. So we just have a lack of delivery for rural communities, a lack of imagination around services for rural communities. And that's why we've got to this point. And I'm asking people in Donegal to reflect on the ideology of the historically major parties in the state who have brought us to the point that we have such limited services across rural Donegal. There needs to be a radical change in thinking, and I'm saying to people in Donegal that my party, Sinn Féin, present that radical change for rural communities.